Hey world, you're listening to The Real Rob Taylor on realrobtaylor.com. Hunted by Elephants are a four-piece from London who play real rock and roll, reminiscent of Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple and Black Sabbath. They released their epic album Carry On in January of this year, and the new single from that, Keep On Giving Me Lovin', is out on the 9th of April. To talk about that and more, Ray Phelan joins me now. Ray, how are you?
I'm very well, Rob. How are you?
Yes, very, very well, thank you. So, Hunted by Elephants, that's an unusual name. Can you tell me what's behind that?
Yeah, no problem. I've explained on many occasions to many different people, and it is a peculiar name. You're not wrong. So I suppose it comes down to two things. One, a disgruntled a person who runs a rehearsal studios, and two, a lovely pub in Camden Town.
It's a bit of a
strange one. So. The hunted part comes from this guy who we actually booked a rehearsal room with, and we actually found another rehearsal room which was either better and more sort of reasonably priced, and then we didn't end up showing up at that rehearsal studio, and this guy was calling us constantly, and we were like, Jesus Christ, he's hunting us here. And then that's where we got the name Hunted. And then we were in this lovely pub in Camden Town called The Elephant's Head. I don't know if you've been there at all, but it's a great little pub.
It's one of those...
We were just...
As listeners will know, I'm based in Manchester these days, but I did spend a long time down in London, and it may be one of those. I drank a lot in Camden, if you took me there again, I might go, oh yeah, this one. But at the moment, I also may not. I don't know. Those were hazy days. I'm sorry. I was just taking a moment to reminisce about my time in London and getting drunk in Camden.
You can't go wrong getting drunk in Camden, I tell you what. There's many pubs there, and they're all rock and roll as well, which is great. But Elephant's Head, by far, is probably one of the best. So that's where we come up with the name, Hunted. Hunted by what? Hunted by what? Hunted by elephants. Elephant's Head, why not? So yeah, it's not really like poetry. Let's face it, but it's a name at the end of the day, and we do like it.
Stuck. And can you still be regularly found in the Elephant's Head as a kind of living landmark?
We could do. I mean, look, once we make it and become super famous, I'm sure we'll see a blue plaque on the outside of it. You know? This is what hunted elephants were named by, you know?
Excellent. Yeah. Now that's it's a good bit of sort of rock and roll bricks and mortar history there.
100%.
Cool. Well, next time I'm down in London, we'll have to go for a pint, though. Or maybe I'll just turn up and see if you're in there. That'd be exciting.
Exactly. Part of the furniture.
Cool. Indeed. So... your first album, Rise of the Elephant, came out in 2019. And you got together in 2018. Can you tell us a little bit about the band history and how you got together? Because this is, you've just sort of released two albums, your first and second album, in less than sort of 36 months, really, which is quite a feat. So tell us how you got together, and tell us, how you've managed to sort of get your work so quickly.
Yeah, sure. No problem. So with Rise of the Elephant, I suppose we started the whole sort of process and creating the album in 2018. How we met is more relevant, really, because I come back from like 2 years in Brazil. I was studying in Brazil for 2 years, and I came back to the UK. And I want to start playing bands again, and I didn't have a bass because I sold everything before I went to Brazil, and like I had bands in the past, and I just wanted to get playing bass again. I love bass, love the groove, and so I got a brand new Fender Precision bass, whacking through some riffs, and I was like, oh, do you know what, I really need to get like gigging again, at least. You just have that hunger. And I went on this sort of platform called Bandmix. Now, this is like what we joke. We call it Tinder for bands. because what you're doing is you create your own profile. You say what your influences are, what you play. And from then on, you can either find bands or bands can find you. So I had this guy contact me. His name was Apostolos Liapis. I still pronounce it wrong. But I was like, he's definitely Greek, not because of the all the vowels in his name, but it's just the way he approaches things. And like, I was like, okay, cool, let me hear what you've got. And he sent me across a track, and I thought, wow, that voice is designed for classic rock music. And I love the sort of the style and how it flows and everything like that. So I was like, yes, no problem, okay. So we arranged like a rehearsal, and so we did, someplace in Islington. And yeah, after the first session, we had a little interval, and he was like, wow, yeah, this makes the band, you have the correct style and all that, I'd love for you to join, I think you're amazing. I was like, you're only human, of course I'm amazing, everyone knows that. But he was like, you know what, come on board, I think it will work out. So then we started organising some recording. We found a great producer in East London, this studio called Buffalo Studio, where we recorded like four songs for an EP. Mm-hmm. That's to start gigging, and just to like build our sound, how we are together as a group, and how we bounce ideas off each other. You know, everyone needs to be vocal within the band, and where the direction actually takes you. And from there we done a couple of gigs, seen the reception and what like the fans sort of feel towards our music, and then we completed the album in 2019.
It's kind of market research then, is getting the feedback from the way people responded to the music.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got to understand obviously the client base and the genre of music you're playing, right? I mean, it's classic rock. Are people bored of this anymore? I don't think so. I'm not. And let's try it out. Let's see what people think. We love it. Why shouldn't anyone else love it? You know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We started doing that, and then we decided to create the album.
And that makes total sense. I mean, I love it, and this is something I was sort of gushing about to Stievel, Stephen Verhoeven from Stievel, last week when I was talking to him, because there aren't that many bands who are really sort of taking this sort of this new wave of classic rock. I think you mentioned it was called, and we'll cover that just in a moment or two. But first, let's talk about your current album, Carry On. That came out in January this year. In December, the first single from that was Let Me Be. We'll listen to that in just a moment. So this is your COVID baby, I believe.
Yes, I like to refer to it as our COVID baby. I suppose this is a combination of our sort of time together and how we want to proceed from a sophomore album, you know, which direction we want to take it in. Mm-hmm. Now for us, the second album is like, it's more of the chemistry of the band, in our performing and songwriting. We've found like great energy, sort of that comes naturally from working together, and energy we want to relay onto the listener and the fans. We always wanted to run with how we recorded the first album, which is how records were made back in the 70s, you know, all instruments played, recording live together, you know, without any click or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And obviously with the influences of 70s and 80s, all our members have their different influences, you know, from jazz, funk, prog, metal and beyond. And we just wanted to create something that was great. And I think we have done that.
Yeah, no, I think you have. I mean, I heard the whole album, and the whole thing sort of really hangs together beautifully. And it does have that awesome retro sound. You know, it's really, you know, kind of was it 10 tracks on there? And they're all, you don't sort of diverge from this at all. They're all original tracks, but they all sound like, you know, they've all got that sound like you go, oh yeah, I know this. This is fantastic. Where have I heard this before? Well, you haven't heard it before. You know, but that's what it feels like. It's got that wonderful familiarity to it.
100%, 100%. And that's what you want to do, you know. You want to captivate the listener. You don't necessarily want to play the same track 10 times, you know.
It has to be
quite diverse, and there's a bit of blues in there, you know, there's sort of catchy numbers, there's many things in there that appeal to anyone.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's and this is why I mentioned before that that it's so impressive that you've been so productive in this time, because, you know, for a second album, you know, they refer to it as the difficult second album, and it's usually because, yeah, you know, bands have been together for so long and they've toured and they've, you know, they've done the grind of the circuit, and the first album gets written all, over all those years, and then suddenly they find success, but then they've got to, you know, repeat that success within 2 years. But you've done you've done the first and second album within almost that you know, that difficult second album period that most bands are given, and this is the can you keep it up?
I don't see it stopping, because we've already started writing some more stuff. Awesome. Already.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. So,
yeah, you got to keep at it, and, you know, you got to keep the pace up, you know.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about your plans for 2021. I want to hear more about what you're writing and yeah, keeping that pace up. But for now, let's take a listen to some of your music. This is Let Me Be. This came out in January, and this is from the album Carry On.
Yeah.
Hunted by Elephants, Let Me Be. Ray Phelan's still on the line with me. Ray, now, I don't want to sound insulting. And you know, this is a very genuine question, but the lyrics of all your songs, because are just sexy, you know? They're kind of almost... primal. They don't seem too sort of sensitive and delving into your troubled childhood and stuff like that. It's all about getting it on. That's my opinion anyway. Is that fair?
I mean, yeah, it's fair. It's not poetry. It's not Shakespearean by any stretch of the imagination. but it's essentially the writing of Tolis. So Tolis is the lead singer of the band, and he's also, as well as obviously the singer, he is the lyricist as well, right? And he delves more, he's a very deep person. He goes deep down into his heart about certain things, his relationships, his life, you know, and we find them sort of quite prominent in certain areas within like different cultures as well. So he's from Greece, I'm from Ireland, the rest of the band's from England, you know. So sort of different cultures, but for him, he finds it more sort of pulling at the heartstrings, you could say. And he more relates to sort of past relationships and certain like things that he's feeling at a certain point. So
okay, so I'm completely wrong. that's a little bit embarrassing, but not to worry. I've embarrassed myself in far worse ways than that before. But okay, so perhaps I was jumping the gun a little bit, and Keep On Giving Me Loving is kind of does what it says on the tin, really, I think, and we'll listen to that just shortly. But, you know, this is real rock and roll that you're making here. This is, as I say, I'm a little bit obsessed with this. The fact that there aren't that many bands, or there don't seem to be that many bands taking on this sort of style and picking up this sort of subgenre. Can it last? You've already said that you're writing a lot more. What do you think's triggered this kind of revival? And is it just going to be a beautiful flash in the pan, or do you think it's going to last?
100% think it's going to last. If we look 1,000 years down the line, it will still be happening again. You know, for me, 70s rock and roll, that whole idea of rock and roll and what rock and roll means to different individuals will always come back, and you can't stop it. Really, I mean, it's just, I suppose, it embodies everything that is potentially anti-establishment, potentially I don't know. Anti my parents, you know. Want to like go absolutely mental, you know. I want to go crazy. I want to enjoy sort of the hard sound of a guitar and a bass and a great bass drum, you know. And it embodies everything. And I think the revival of rock and roll will always happen.
I mean, you mentioned the bass. You play the bass, this is really bass-led music, and this is, you know, it's not the sort of, you've got, you know, those big kind of cymbal crashes as well, but it's the grinding bass that really leads this. I don't really have a question related to that, you know, it's just something I wanted to kind of state. But is that the, well, okay, let's talk about the sort of construction of the music on that level, and let's think about the how much do you contribute as a bassist to the sort of writing of the music? Who comes up with the tunes?
Yeah, sure. So we all have different influences, you know. As I mentioned previously, like, I don't know, we all listen to different styles of music, funk, 50s soul, to funk, jazz, progressive rock, metal, mm-hmm. definitely influence our sound. It's a combination of the influences that make it what it is, really. I'll give you a run through for each unique sound, if you'd like, in terms of special songwriting ability. So Tolis with his vocals. It seems just genetically designed for classic rock.
Yeah.
But also, obviously, his writing ability and his ability to obviously complement melodies with his vocals. Also, Roman has influences with 70s and 80s rock and roll. Likes a bit of glam. I'm not too fond of it, but he does like it. But with his solos and riffs, they're very much suited to our sound. And also there are Alex, who's just joined us last year. He has the most varied styles in terms of music. It's from funk to soul, hard rock to pop. It's drummers in general, for me, who appreciate different beats and tempos as well as rhythms, as opposed to guitar or bass, who are more on the melody and rhythm side of music, with more refined the style taste. And then there's myself. I've loved hard rock since I was a kid, you know. I listened to Led Zeppelin 4 when I was like 16. You know, 8 tracks of pure joy. And as with any bass player, you have to appreciate the funk side of things. I do love a bit of funk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love a slap bass, you know.
Yeah.
Improving my slap technique during lockdown was great. I really enjoyed that. I suppose my favorite bass player is Flea from Chili Peppers. Mm-hmm. You know, John Paul Jones, of course. Stuart Zeta from Jamiroquai is great. Joey Dart from Fourth Peck. They've all influenced my sound me talking personally as a bass player. That's where my sort of uniqueness of the band comes into play.
Cool. Okay. So, I mean, you've mentioned a lot of bands there. You clearly, you know, you schooled yourself very well in who to listen, who to follow. I'm going to throw you in at the deep end now. Are there any sort of contemporary bands, any who are sort of like on the underground circuit that you've met or toured with or heard that you want to flag up to us?
Yeah. So there's this band that we're planning a tour with. This year, they're called Electric Black. Really good band, great sound, great vocals. Really our bag. As well as that, there's Mercury Rising that we're also planning a tour with, and they're based in Essex. These guys are really like sort of grasping the whole new wave of classic rock genre and taking it forward, you know.
Okay, cool. All right, well, let's hear a little bit more of that new wave of classic rock. Keep On Giving Me Lovin' is your third single. This is out on the 9th of April, 2021. The second single we've skipped over that was called Carry On, just for the record, which is the title track from the latest album, of course. Let's take a listen. Keep On Giving Me Lovin'. This is Hunted by Elephants. Hunted by Elephants, Keep On Giving Me Loving. That's the latest single, and that will be out on the 9th of April. Still with me is Ray Phelan. Ray, what are your plans for this year?
Yeah, so obviously COVID has put a spanner to everyone's plans, and obviously it can't be helped. So at the moment, while things sort of start to open up, you know, the NHS are dishing out more jabs than Mike Tyson. hopefully things will start to open up, and we're in the middle of constructing a tour, as I mentioned previously, with Electric Black. As our support, and we're also planning with we have a festival in Shropshire, Farmer Phil's Festival.
Farmer Phil.
It was for Farmer Phil's Festival. Yeah, he's a farmer. it's in the name, really. Yeah, he's a farmer. He's got this really large estate where he can hold a festival. There's loads of artists, great bands. There's a new wave of classic rock band called Piston as well that are confirmed. Cool. And also, I believe Mungo Jerry is headlining.
Awesome. Legends.
Pretty cool. So,
yeah, fantastic. Yeah. No, that's really cool. So, do you have any, apart from Farmer Phil's, do you have any clear dates, or are you still taking bookings?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely still taking bookings, 100%. At the moment, we've just began growing the bookings for 2021. So it's towards the latter stage of the year. We have, on the 2nd of October, we've got the Dublin Castle in Camden. Cool. And I know Electric Black are booking a few more, but yeah, we're definitely open for bookings for 2021.
That's awesome. I mean, the fact that you're planning for October is great, because, to be perfectly honest, I've mentioned this before, I'm not entirely convinced that 21st of June is going to be when we see lockdown lift fully. You know, I think the government have said that's the earliest date that's going to happen, but a lot of people seem to be pinning their hopes on it being the exact date it's going to happen, and I think it's just too far off. So October, I think you've given yourself enough of a buffer zone there for to actually make that happen. But you know, if there are any gig bookers listening for venues that are going to be opening up, you need to get onto Hunted by Elephants, because you've got, I want to see these guys play live. And I think that certainly you owe it to the world and to your punters to get these booked. What do you think, Ray?
I think it's a very good shout there, Rob. 100%. I mean, like, in terms of rock and roll, we've got it. Like the whole new wave of classic rock that's sort of hitting the UK by storm. I mean, we're part of this Facebook group. Has 20,000 followers for new wave of classic rock, and they love us. So yeah.
Incredible. Yeah, no, definitely. Well, all the links, as per usual, will be on the show page of the website. Just go to realrobtaylor.com and search for Elephants. Just before we go, just on that new wave of classic rock and the sheer volume of followers that group has. At the moment, with cancel culture and the culture wars and all these other sort of things that pop up, you know, they may be sort of figments of the media's fevered imagination or not. This very sort of conservative with a small c outlook seems to be sort of counter to the sort of freewheeling, free-loving feeling of rock and roll. How do you think that's going to play out?
Well, I mean, in terms of, people have their own opinions, you know? I mean, we don't live in a free... We do live in a free society, so therefore everyone's entitled to their opinion. But in terms of, like, cancel culture, people should just recognise that everyone's different, you know? Everyone has their own opinions, everyone has their own voice, and they should be allowed to sort of voice whatever they'd like, you know? And the more we sort of accept each other, and the more that we accept how other people's opinions are valid, the better we'll sort of be, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think that one of the funny things, you know, just while you were, I was listening to your response to that, and one of the things that I immediately thought is that music brings people together so much. Rock and roll can do that, whereas, you know, cancel culture and the very kind of the idea, you know, of trying to catch people out and saying, no, you shouldn't have said that, and you know, you said this 16 years ago, and therefore you can't have changed and stuff like this. That's divided. divisive. Music brings people together, and you know, when everybody's in the same room having a great time, nobody cares about any of that. And so hopefully rock and roll will prevail.
It shall, and it will.
That is, let's hope so. I mean, yeah, you're right. It will, and it must. How can it not? As you said earlier, in a thousand years' time, they're still going to be rocking and rolling. Marvellous. Listen, Ray, it's been an absolute delight to chat with you, and thank you for taking us through your music. Don't forget that the Hunted by Elephants' latest single, Keep On Giving Me Love, the third single is what I was going to say, from the album Carry On, is out on the 9th of April. The album Carry On is already out now, and that's well worth a listen. As I say, all the links will be on the website. Ray from Hunted by Elephants, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Rob. Thank you very much for having me.
Not at all. Don't forget, all the links you need for this episode and to connect with Hunted by Elephants are on the show page. Just go to realrobtaylor.com and search for Elephants. Also, while you're there, get on the guest list, never miss a show, and subscribe on your chosen podcast app. Just search for Real Rob Taylor. Thanks once again to Ray Phelan from Hunted by Elephants for joining us in this episode, and thank you for listening.
The Real Rob Taylor on realrobtaylor.com. The Real Rob Taylor is a Reads More production. All tracks in this show are protected by copyright and have been included with the express permission of the copyright holders. All rights reserved. Play it loud.